My guest is Larry Beasley, and he's an author, co-wrote Eco-Design for Cities and Suburbs, also Vancouverism. Larry Beasley, out of Canada, worked in constructing and designing Vancouver. And we've been discussing the impact of COVID on cities and design and urban planning. One of the things that's happened in Santa Barbara, it's happened all over, we'll learn, is repossession of streets. And in Santa Barbara, people had talked about we should close a portion of the main drag, State Street, and make it a pedestrian mall. And there was an issue down in Santa Monica where they tried it, it failed. They ended up with the Third Street Promenade that seems to be successful. What, as a planner, what do you see happening as a result of this repossession of streets? Do you see it as a foothold into continuing it?
Yeah, I think it was quite fascinating to watch. Before COVID, it was quite difficult in almost any community to talk about taking even a part of a street for a wider sidewalk or a bikeway or whatever it might be. And so these debates would go on for years and mostly never happen. All of a sudden, all over the world, literally almost in every city in the world, in the interest of accommodating alternative modes, because transit became particularly transit became unacceptable to many people, there was this movement to just block off half a street or a whole street and turn it over to pedestrians. And then sometimes it was just the parking. If you'll see in many cities, a cafe took over the two parking spots in front of them and put five tables out. Or it was right next to me, a whole street. Half the street was taken over just by cyclists. This happened all over the world, and it happened spontaneously, and it often happened even illegally. They didn't go through the normal processes. And the experience of that, the reaction of the public of that, has been, by and large, dramatically positive. In fact, here in Vancouver, you can't buy a bicycle these days because they've all been bought, people getting this new experience. And the space for it has been accommodated by a number of these repossessions. Will they continue? Some of them are going back, but a lot of them now, you know, people are getting a taste for it, and they're making that demand now, and they're saying that, yes, they want it more, and I think you'll see a lot more of it happening. A big new one in Montreal that's just in the theater district, I don't think that will go back ever. And I think you're going to see a lot more, too, because as autonomous driving becomes more and more in our lives, we're going to need to protect the pedestrians, cyclists, in ways that we've never thought about before. And so I think you'll see whole areas that will be pedestrian only, pedestrian and cycling, or these other modes. We now call pedestrian cycling and rolling because there are so many other technologies for personal mobility out there. It's a big movement. I coined that word repossession of streets simply because it is a total repossession.
You know, I've been watching these guys on skateboards with single wheels, pneumatic, yeah, big fat tires, and I don't know how the hell they're powered, but they're just zipping along.
And you're going to see millions and millions of those machines coming forward over the next while. They're just naturally popular. They're the next wave. And they offer more mobility to a lot of people that were walkers, only walkers before. And then, of course, there's all the assisted mobility that's out there, the electrified wheelchairs and that are becoming now pervasive.
There was something that happened in Los Angeles, became very popular, and they tried to come up Santa Barbara about 2 years ago, maybe. What was that, where you would just use, I don't know if it was an electric bicycle or a scooter or something, and you would use it and leave it where you wanted, and then someone else would pick it up, and people just became incensed over it like it was littering, and they hated it, and they got away with it. I'm surprised they didn't come back here for during this COVID.
Well, it's in many other parts of the world, it's now standard. Paris now is, it's a permanent addition to their travel mode, and they're They're like skateboards with handles, and they're electrified, and you can move very quickly, and then you just leave it wherever you finish it, and the computer tells the people to pick it up and relocate it to places that are popular, or you can just grab it if you want to use it. Very popular. Some cities turned off to it because it really started to impact pedestrians because they hadn't managed it well. Some cities, like Paris, the streets are the boulevards, particularly the boulevards, have such wide sidewalks that it hasn't proven to be such a problem. So, it's different practices in different places. But mark my words, within a decade, there will be hundreds of those machines of all kinds, some of which will be collectivized, like share machines, like share cycling, but others will be privately owned.
Very, very interesting. How do they charge those things?
Oh, I think you plug them in.
It seems like, but I guess you're driving around. It must be a battery meter on it, so you don't pick one up that's about to fail. And I guess, but who? Yeah, where do they plug in, or where do you charge
them?
Well,
what amazed me in Paris watching them was the amazing service of the company finding and picking up a machine. I'd see a machine dropped off at a corner, and within an hour, some trucks picking it up and doing, recharging it and doing whatever it has to do to get it ready for its next roll.
Oh yeah, they may have a truck flatbed with which could charge it and pick up ones and put down a fresh battery one, and or maybe swap out a battery. Maybe
I'm not sure all the technology, but it was quite amazing to watch.
Well, now you know where to buy stock. Airbnb just went is going public, and now you can buy stock in electric vehicles. We had a couple more topics we could have touched on. We're out of time. Transportation and the social side, but we did cover a lot. My guest has been Larry Beasley. Google his name, Beasley, and a couple of books he wrote, Vancouverism, and co-wrote Eco-Design for Cities and Suburbs, awarded the Order of Canada and Queen Elizabeth II the Diamond Jubilee Medal, part of the Commonwealth, and a fan of Netflix, The Crown. That next time, all we're going to do is talk about The Crown. Love it. And get a hold of Prince Harry for me. Thank you so much, Larry. Great to talk to you.
Mark, it's been great and great fun.
Appreciate
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Okay, the rest of you stay tuned for the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.